I want to look at this evening, if God will bear hell for a little while, in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter number four. We do appreciate the Lord and His Word. Appreciate how it speaks to our heart. The Bible says in Revelation chapter number four and verse number four, the Bible says, "And around about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou has created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." And I want to preach just a little while this evening, if God will be our help, on in humble adoration. In humble adoration. As we look at this word and the word of our text, we see in the book of Revelation chapter 4 that John was a-looking, and John the Revelator, which was a revelation, not of himself, but of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he began to lift up his eyes, he began to look, and he was taken up out of here, a trumpet talking to him, and he said, "Come up hither." And John went up out of here, and as a type of the rapture of the church, to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we see things that's taking place around the throne of God. We see around the throne of God these 24 seats. And upon those 24 seats, we see 24 elders. Now this is a council, if you will, a council of God, a council that's always a-looking, always a-seeing, always discerning the will and the favor of a holy God, looking to see what He's got to give out. He's had so much that we couldn't even partake of all of it if we wanted to. I don't know about you, but I want all of God that I can get. Amen. I want Him to be my ever-present help, and I want Him to be ever-present with me everywhere I go. I don't want to go anywhere without Him. I don't want to do anything without Him. I don't want to say anything without Him. I want the Lord to help me all the days of my life. Why? Because I see this, the God that I serve is a holy and a righteous God. I see my God sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up above all the things of this world. You say, "Preacher, how could He be that?" Because He's the creator and sustainer of this world in which we live in. And we see God as He's talking about it, and He's talking about the throne. He's talking about the 7 spirits of God that's moving and ministering for God, and God behave. And we see even a sea of glass that's calm. Now this world we live in, the seas and the oceans are a type of turmoil, a type of constant moving, type of a constant agitation, if you will. But I thank God that one day, the Bible says that the seas are going to be calm as crystal glass. What is it talking about? It's talking about, Brother Jeff, one day, praise God, when there's going to be a calmness in the presence of God. Amen. We'll leave this old turmoil behind. We'll leave the agitation behind. We'll leave the agitators behind. Praise God. We'll go on to be with glory, God in glory. And we'll shout the praise of God in the presence of a holy God throughout the ages. A world without end. That's what we're looking at. But if we'll come with just a humble adoration before God, like these 24 elders did, like this 7 spirits did, like everything in the presence of God, they come humbly before God, seeking a God that's good and a God that's true, a God that's real today. Praise His holy name. I'm glad I serve that God. Amen. My God is a creator God. Amen. If you'll look at this, we can see God, He's a creator of everything. And God created the whole universe. Everything we see. Now, these people that believe in evolution, they got a whole lot more faith than I do. To believe that something just came out of, something crawled out of the ocean, and boom, grew legs and become me and you. Amen. That takes a whole lot more faith than to believe that God created us and put us in a place. And I'll tell you what God says. God said He created everything in the state that we're in. Amen. We didn't evolve from something. We didn't crawl out of something. God made us with His own hand in a likeness in the image of Himself. I thank God I serve. He is a creating God, a creator God. Amen. Praise God. And because of that, through His creation, He reveals the glory of His love. Amen. Through creation, did you hear what I said? He reveals the glory of His love. How much He loved us that He created man likeness of His image, body, soul, and spirit, three parts, so that we could worship Him, brother, so we could fellowship for Him, brother Austin, so we could go into the presence of God, amen. And God longs and desires for us to come into His presence. God longs and desires to just love on us, praise God. Hey, isn't it a wonderful thing that in this time that we live, when darkness is all around us, that God Almighty beckons us to come unto Him. All you weary and heavy laden, praise God. All those that's tired and downtrodden. And He said, I'll love on you. He said, I'll give you rest. I'll snuggle you up. I'll love you up. Praise God, I'll hold you up. I'll lift you up. I'll carry if I have to, because I love you that much. Hey, man, I'm talking about a creator God that created the universe. Amen. Praise God. He done it that He might reveal the glory of His love. Not only the glory of His love, but the glory of His wisdom. Amen. Ain't you glad that we have wisdom to know God? Amen. I'm glad that God gives us wisdom to know Him. And He says if we lack anything, any wisdom, praise God, to ask Him. If there's anything that you want to know about God today, praise God, just ask Him. He'll reveal it to you. It's revealed in the volume of the book. The Bible says it's written of Him. Amen. We can get to take the Word of God, apply it to our own lives, so that we can be the revealed glory of God in love and in wisdom. Amen. Getting to know Him, praise God. And we get to know His love, and we get to know His wisdom. You know what we'll find, praise God, with love and wisdom of God? We'll find the power, praise God, to press on for His glory. We'll find the power, to having done all, to persevere for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up His name and just call upon Him when we need Him, realizing that we serve an all-powerful God. Amen. A God that's love, a God that's wisdom, and a God that's all-powerful in His own mind. Praise God. We see this magnificent power of God that He reveals to us here in the Word of God. As these elders begin to praise and lift up, magnify the precious Lamb of God, the precious Word of God, the precious throne of God, the Creator God, amen, that we have, that we can see in all His magnificent glory. Amen. And He does all this that He might make man the partaker of His perfection. Amen. Have you ever realized the perfection of God? Amen. I'm not perfect. I'll never be perfect in this flesh. You won't either. Now I know these folks out there that they think they're perfect. Amen. They think they're arrived. They think they're, you know, holier than thou, and this and that and the other. But I want to say, praise God, there's none of us perfect. The Bible says, no, not one. But I'm glad, praise God, that God enables us, praise God, to be partaker, praise God, of His perfection. He allows us to see how perfect He is. Amen. When you get dissuaded and you get discouraged in this world, praise God, just to think about it, when it's not perfect, praise God, just looking at the one that is. Looking at the perfect God that we serve today, praise God, who's righteous and holy, who's loving, whose wisdom, whose power is manifest to us, so that we might see His perfection. And be called into His blessedness. So God can begin to bless you and I. Amen. I tell you, God begins to bless us, praise God. And because He loves us, but He ministers to us the love, the wisdom, the power, and He shows us His perfection, praise God, so that we can come into the blessedness, just knowing that we're partakers with God, that we are His children. Amen. I don't know about you, I like being part of the family. Amen. I think, hey, and I tell you, it breaks my heart. I miss all of you. I look around here and I can see all your face. They may just be pictures. But praise God, I'm glad I can see you. Amen. And I miss each and every one of them. We miss you. But God allows us, He gives us that desire to bless us, amen, of knowing one another. And one day in a little while, praise God, whether here or over in glory, we'll be together again. All those who believe and trust in Him, we come to Him in humble adoration, praise God, and He begins to bless us and draw us and give us a relationship. He begins to give us a communion with Himself and with one another. Amen. So God begins to allow man to be a partaker in His perfection and His blessedness. But God in creation communicates as much goodness and as much glory as we're able to receive. Amen? Did you hear what I said? God in creation, He communicates as much goodness and as much glory as you and I are able to receive. I can only receive so much in my physical body. He's only so much goodness, so much glory that I can partake in. Amen. But boy, I tell you what, in my mind, I'd like to have it all. I'd like to have all the goodness. I'd like to have all the glory, praise God, that God has. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'd like to be like God. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to be as good as Him. I'd like to be as loving as Him. I'd like to be as wise as Him. Hey, praise God. I'd like to have the power to overcome this old flesh in which I live. Amen. I don't want to be God, but I'd like to be like my God. Amen. He said we should strive for perfection. He said we should strive to be like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was trying to be like His Heavenly Father. Amen. There's nothing wrong with doing right. Amen. Nothing wrong with doing right. It's time, Brother Bill said, it's time to do right now. Amen. Praise God. It's time to get our heart right. It's time to seek the Lord while He might be found. And God began to communicate to us, amen, and goodness and glory, all that we can stand. And it's given to man, praise God, that we might try to possess it. Amen. Have you ever tried to possess the goodness and the glory of God? Try to get as much of it as you can. You say, well, preacher, I've never really done that. I know that's what's the problem with us today. Amen. We say that we're Christian. We say that we love the Lord. We say that we love God. But we're not trying to get all that He's got for us. We're not trying to reach out there and grab a hold of it, praise God. We're not trying to get to a place where He can help us and bring us along. Amen. We're not trying to get in His hand where He can hold us and keep us and move us along according to His perfect will. But He said if we come in humble adoration, we say, Lord, I just want to be in the palm of Your hand. Hey, praise God, I want You to carry me along. I want to be covered by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In humble adoration, praise God, I want the Holy Ghost of God to speak to my soul, to speak to my heart, to give me that, praise God, that I need. Amen. He said, well, preacher, we ought to be praying like that. We ought to be praying for all these others around us. I tell you what, if we ever get what we need from God, we'll be able to help those around us. We can't help till we come in humble adoration before God. We'll never be a help to nobody else. When we come in humble adoration before God, we'll begin to be partakers and possessors of that God has, that He's wanting to give us in a liberal fashion. He gives all that He can, praise God, all that we're able to receive. But let me just say this. I think in some instances our receiver is broken. Amen? Our receiver is messed up. And I know here at the church, anybody that goes here, if you got a cell phone, you ain't going to get much service here. There's only a couple places on the property that you can get a proper signal. Amen? And then you have to stand real still with your arm in the air and 1 foot up. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, that God gives us, as a proper receiver, He gives us His Word. We receive it unto ourselves, praise God. He begins to bless us with all things because He is a God. And we try to possess it, but we're not able to get all that we need because we're not seeking the Lord to give us it, and we're not partaking of it, receiving it like He wants to give it out. Amen. God's got more, praise God, than we could ever receive in His body. Amen? And that's because He is God. Amen? He's the ever-living, ever-present, ever-active God on our behalf. He's constantly moving. Amen? He's always living. You know, my God's not dead. They had a movie a few years ago, it's God's Not Dead. Boy, you couldn't have said it more true. God's not dead. He's never been dead. He don't die, praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, but He rose again on that third day, victorious over death and the grave. So God Almighty, praise, He's living for us. He's present with us, praise God. He's there. He's an active God. He's there to help us, to do for us that we can't do for ourselves. And there's a whole lot that we can't do by ourselves, on our own. But there's a God of heaven. He said, I'll help you if you'll let me. So we come in humble adoration, say, Lord, I can't, but you can. Amen. There's a whole lot of things I know I can't do. But praise God, I'm glad I serve a God that can. Amen. I'm glad there's a God, amen, praise the Lord, that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that I would ask or think. And that God is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's God of heaven. Amen. It's there to help us in times like these. Amen. He upholds all things. The Bible says in Hebrews 1 and 3 that He upholds all things by the word of His power. Now, I didn't say He upholds it by the power of His word. Amen. This is a little different. He said, by the word of His power. When we get the word of the power of God, amen, then we begin to realize that we serve an all-powerful God. It's the power of God that makes a difference. It's the power of God that helps us have faith. It's power of God that ministers grace. It's power of God that we receive, amen. And that's where that receiver comes in, praise God, in humble adoration, thanking God for His goodness, His mercy, for His love that He has to show forth to us, praise the Lord. And the word of His power is manifest in our hearts, amen. The power kicks in. Amen. You can be in darkness. You have a power failure. I believe we're living in a world today that's got a lot of power failures. Amen. We just don't have the power of God in our hearts and lives no more. And we need that power. He said it's by the word of His power, praise God. The power's manifest, praise God. When you get the power of God moving on your side, then you can get the word of God applied to your heart. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad this blessed old book shows you the power of God, an almighty power, praise God. As they worship the Lord in spirit and truth, they worship the power that He had. Praise God. That almighty power. He said, Thou art worthy, O Lord, verse 11 of Revelation 4, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things. For Thy pleasure they are and were created, amen. So we see this God, and we see the power, the word of His power that's manifest in our heart, amen. And how it's given by Him, praise God, in all things, amen. And in Colossians chapter number 1, the Bible tells us that it's a consistency that God has. In Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 12. Let's just go back there. Look at this together. In Colossians chapter 1, verse number 12. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. So we see the power manifest in Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible teaches us here, praise God, that He said, in all things, and by Him all things consist. Now that's not, we say, well, that's just an existence. No, it's far more. It is existence, but it's beyond existence. Amen. It's not only consist doesn't only mean existence, but praise God, it means that He has the power to hold it all together. Amen. To not only exist, but He has the power to put it together, to hold it together. When it seems like everything's a falling apart, praise God, He's pulling it together. He's holding it together. Amen. So that there's no separation between you and Him. Amen. When it seems like things is bad, praise God, God's good. Amen. God's good all the time. Amen. So we see the power of God in that He consists. Amen. He's there. He said, in Him all things consist. All things are held together in Lord Jesus Christ. So where do we turn to? Amen. In humble adoration, we just need to turn to the Lord. In humble adoration, we just need to call upon His name. Amen. So we're speaking about humble adoration. We're talking about a relationship between man and God. Now, there's a different relationship. There's a relationship between God and man. Amen. We know what God wants to do for us. We know who God is. We know what His plan for us. Amen. But what's the plan for the relationship between man and God? You think about it. What God wants to do for you. That's a relationship between God and you. But what do you want to do for God? Amen. How do you want to live for Him? How do you want to pursue Him? What would you like to get from Him? What would you like to do for Him? What kind of glory do you have to bestow upon Him? A humble adoration. An unceasing dependency. Amen. Did you get that? A relationship between men and God should be an unceasing dependency upon God. We should depend on Him for everything. You say, well, preacher, I don't ever ask God for nothing. Well, that's your flaw. Amen? Well, we ought to be dependent on Him, asking Him to be in charge and letting Him have control of everything. Our lives and everything that's in them. Our families, our homes, our work relationships, the things that we do. Where we go, how we act, how we react. We should have an unceasing dependency on Lord Jesus Christ to help us through those things. The Bible says He ever liveth to make intercession for us. So why don't we let Him intercede? Let Him be the Lord of our life. Not only an unceasing dependency, but an absolute dependency. Absolute in everything that we do. We should be depending, humble adoration, depending upon the Lord. I can't do one thing for myself. You know, preacher, I'm pretty much a self-made man, a self-made woman. I do everything. I won't say you don't. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't crawl out of the bed of a morning. You wouldn't have the strength to go and do anything. Amen. It's because of God Almighty that we have the strength and the power, amen, persevere in this whole world which we live. He gives us the strength to get up to go. So it's His unceasing dependency. It's absolute dependency upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's upon God Almighty, amen. It gives us the power, His power from the throne of grace. Bless His holy name. I'm glad I serve that God, ain't you? Amen. I serve Him and not another. Bless His holy name. I see the power, I see the word, I see the glory that the 420 elders, these folks was talking about before the Lord. That's why they would cast their crowns, amen, before the throne. And they would lift up their voice in humble adoration, that Thou art worthy. I'm glad I serve a worthy God. Amen, I can praise Him, amen, because He's worthy of my praise. Amen. Hey, I can give Him glory today, praise God, because He's worthy of glory. I can give Him honor today because He's worthy of honor. Amen. So we should have an unceasing, absolute dependency, but we should also have a universal dependency. Amen. The whole world ought to be dependent on God. You say, preacher, that's just crazy. No, that's just reality. If the whole world is dependent on God, the whole world will be a different place. Amen. Because God created the world, and if God created the world by His power, praise God, we ought to be dependent on Him. Amen. And a universal dependency to take care of it. And if He takes care of it, He'll take care of you and me also. Amen. I'm glad He does it that way. Amen. There's a universal dependency that we need to have. And not only me, but you, your family, your home, your wife, your children, all of them come together in one mind and one accord depending on God. Amen. Humble adoration, calling out His name. Why should we do this? Amen, because God Almighty, by His power, amen, by His power once created everything. As we said in the beginning, He created the universe. He created all. He said, amen. He said, he told us in the book of John that He did. He created, He said, all things were made by Him, and now Him was not anything made that was made. It was God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that created everything. So we ought to trust His name and trust His power that He has. You say, why, Pastor? Why should we do that? Because it's the same power that created everything, praise God, that maintains it every moment, every minute, every hour of every day. Amen. And humble adoration, praise God, Brother Austin. We ought to come before God and realize, praise God, we serve a one-time creating God that created everything, praise God, that we have. Praise the Lord. And we come to Him in admiration, asking God just to touch our hearts, praise God, because He's able to maintain that that He's created. Amen. When I was conceived in my mother's womb, praise God, God had He knew who I was from the beginning, and He was there to maintain, take care of me, praise God, until He come to take me home. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He come to me on a Wednesday night, 1976. I pray God convicted my heart of sin. Showed me I was an old sinner needing of a Savior. And when I bowed my head, when I come in humble adoration, I said, Lord, I can't do this, but You can. And I asked God Almighty to intervene in my life. You know what He did? He intervened in my life. Amen. In humble adoration. He come down to where I was when I couldn't lift up, reach up high enough to get to Him. And He lifted me up. Praise God. He wiped me off, cleaned me up, praise God, put my feet upon a foundation that's sure, that's steadfast, that's unmovable, praise God, that's assured of the day. Amen. Give me an opportunity, praise God. He began a maintenance program on me. Amen. He'll begin a maintenance program on you if you'll come to Him in humble adoration and just say, Lord God, I need Your help. Amen. If we'll ask Him that from the humbleness of our heart, say, Lord, if you're lost, if you don't know Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin, they say, Lord, just forgive me an old sinner. God, I pray, Lord, You'd come into my heart, that You'd save me by Your marvelous grace. Lord, I know that You died for me, and I need to be saved. You know what He'll do? He'll save you today. He'll save you today, praise God. And if He saves you, you know what He'll begin? He'll begin a maintenance program on you, just like He has on me. Amen. Why? Because we need God. We need to come in humble adoration because we need the Lord. Amen. It's our sole purpose. Amen. It's our chief ambition. It's to love the Lord, to come in humble adoration before God because who He is, what He's done for us. Amen. It's our highest virtue. What we need to plan, our highest goal, praise God, is to be a child of God. Amen. To come in humble adoration before Him, praising His name for His goodness, His mercy, for the love that He has for me now and through eternity. It's not just a fleeting thing. It's not a day or two, but it's from now on. Just loving the Lord. You say, preacher, when we get over, you think we'll be doing this, that, and praise God. When we get to heaven, we'll be praising God. We'll be like these 420 elders, praise God. We'll be giving Him all the glory and honor and the praise, reverence and respect. Amen. You say, well, how can we do it? We come in humble adoration. You say, preacher, how do we come in humble adoration? What we do is we come before the Lord in humble adoration. We come and Brother Jeff, we come and present ourselves just like an empty vessel that needs to be filled. Brother Oz, we have to come just like an empty vessel that's just plumb empty without and needs to be filled up. Amen? And come humble adoration before the Lord and say, Lord God, here I am. I'm Yours, praise God, and I need You to just fill me up to overflowing. Give me that which I need, amen, so I can see Your marvelous face, so that God can begin to manifest His glory, so that God can begin to manifest His love to you and me, amen. You say, how do we get all that? We come in humble adoration before a thrice holy God, and we come saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Because God Almighty, when we come in humble adoration, praise God, He gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. Amen. He gets all the respect. He gets all the reverence that you and I have to give Him. Amen. And He's worthy of all of that. So when we come before Him, when we come in humble adoration, we come before God just as humble as we know how. Amen, saying, Lord, I'm glad You're God, and I'm not. I'm glad You have the power, and I don't. Because You are all-powerful, and You're able to take care of little old me. I come short so many times, I fail so much. But God, You've never failed me. And Lord, I ask You, Lord, in humble adoration, coming just humble as I can, lifting up your blessed name, saying, Lord, Thou art worthy. Amen. How long has it been since you went before God and you said, Lord, Thou art worthy. You're worthy of all the praise, the honor, and the glory of a thrice holy God. What about you this evening? What about you, church? How do you feel toward God? How's your admiration? Do you have a humble admiration for God? You adore Him, praise God, just because He's God. Not because all the things that He's done for you, all the things that you have, but you love Him, you adore Him, you come in humble adoration before Him just because of who He is. Because He's not only God, but He's your God. Amen. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. And He deserves all your praise. Amen. To God be all the glory. When we come to Him in humble adoration, we can see God. We can see His power. It'll be manifest in our lives. And then we'll be maintained by the God of heaven. Bless His holy name. We thank Him for His goodness.